picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line from Southern California, Carol Matriciana, and we're going to be talking about some of the great videos that she's put together. And, of course, one of them is Harry Potter. Another is The New Barbarians, and you'll really want to get both of these and watch them. Carol, thank you so much for being with us again.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for the wonderful work you do.
Well, why don't we, let's just briefly go over, I think this audience has heard about Harry Potter before, but I do want, of course, to point out that here it was midnight on June the 21st when, of course, suddenly they've released the copies of this book, a lot of hype about the book. But, of course, what was the significance? Why at midnight? Why not in the middle of the day when, of course, most people would be up and around, or why not in the morning? Why did they pick midnight of the 21st of June? What's the significance of the witching hour, as it were?
Oh, well, it is the biggest midsummer event. It's the solstice, the summer solstice. And I'll tell you, if you had been in England, or if any of your listeners had been in England, the television stations would have been spattered. They would have been overwhelmed. Your listeners would be overwhelmed with the images of Stonehenge, where more than 30,000 people gathered at Stonehenge in Wiltshire for the mark of the summer solstice on June the 21st. And of course, that's a time when the sunrise, the worship of the sun, is at its height with pagans, and thousands and thousands of pagans were there this year because it was a weekend event. And more people were able to pilgrimage to the pagan center, where these enormous, great, monstrous stones that are just millions, I mean, I don't know how many thousands of tons they are, and they make this sort of extraordinary circle in the middle of the Wiltshire countryside in England there. But there were the Druids, there were some 5,000 Druids, there were pagans, neo-pagans, crowds were just mixed with New Age travelers, nature lovers, and it was incredible. So interesting that was the day, this high holy day of the nature worshippers who give homage to the power of the sun, that was the day that Harry Potter was used to also come into global acknowledgement, if you will. Extraordinary.
Well, of course, we have one of our, I don't know if you know Barrett Schoss, but she's a frequent guest on our program. She writes and has written extensively on Harry Potter, and she commented, you know, she got an email from a young man who said that his minister told him that he really ought to read Harry Potter books, that they would teach him far more about life than he could as a minister. And, of course, he's been reading the books, and he's no longer a Christian. And we've got ministers, we've got Christian ministries, telling our children, go ahead, it's all imaginary, wonderful way of writing there. You'll learn to read. But implanted in their minds is this whole world of witchcraft. And aren't many of our young children turning to paganism and witchcraft simply because this is being encouraged in our schools and being encouraged by our churches and being encouraged by so many of our major ministries?
Well, Dr. Stan, the thing, you're absolutely right. I mean, at one point, it was the school children. For the last 3 years, Harry Potter has been recommended reading in the school curriculum through Scholastic, Inc., who happen to not only be the American publishers of Harry Potter, but also curriculum providers for 80 years to the American school system.
We're going to have to interrupt you. We'll be back in just a moment here at, of course, Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Carol Matriciano, and she's a video film producer, and she's put out a lot of wonderful, wonderful films through the years, but we're going to be talking about two of her films now. One, of course, is Harry Potter, and she has not only the video, but she has the DVD, which is about twice as long as the video, and if you haven't seen the video, or if you even have seen the video, you want to get the DVD, because, of course, you're going to begin to understand that this is part of an organized, orchestrated attack on the very soul of our children, and is being coordinated not only by the witches, because of course you've talked to witches about it, haven't you?
Yes, but I think what's even more astounding to me is the fact that this is entering the church. I mean, here we've got, you know, it's moved from witches and pagans who we interviewed them for the Harry Potter movie, and you see their rituals and ceremonies in there. But what the witches admit, that yes, they're given credibility through Harry Potter, they are thrilled. The Stonehenge event that I just mentioned about the summer solstice, there was one of the leading high priests of British Wiccan who said that Harry Potter in recent years had continued the trend of growing paganism in Britain, helping create what he calls the fastest growing belief system in the world. And he warned teenagers against joining witches' covens too young. And yet here we have a witch telling them not to join it too young, yet we've got the church saying, read Harry Potter and become fascinated by witchcraft, even if you can't read at 4, 5, or 6, there's cassettes of Harry Potter. But the church, when you get, I don't know if you had the opportunity of reading Time magazine of June 23rd, which said, Why Harry Potter Rules. There are some astounding pieces of information there where you've even got the Archbishop of Denver, who says that I think any unusual focus on things like magic and witchcraft is a bad idea, but these things can also be a natural part of storytelling with children. So I think the Potter argument is really about bigger and deeper battles going on all over the culture about our national character. And I think this is incredible. Our national character of Christianity is being attacked.
How many websites are out there for on the witchcraft now, on websites on the internet?
Well, the last time I went into them, there were 199,000 sites where I could get involved in, that offered, that internet sites were available to teens, Dr. Stan, to learn more about paganism and witchcraft.
We'll be right back here in just a moment as we take on our last station. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon, Carol Matriciano. Of course, we've been talking about Harry Potter, and people said, oh, well, I'm tired of hearing about Harry Potter, you know, and you know, this is not going to affect me and my family. And yet, of course, what people don't understand is that our freedom comes from the God of the Bible. The writings of the founding fathers of this country believed in the God of the Bible, and they believed that men should be free because of the teachings of the Christian religion, and of course the Declaration of Independence laid it out very, very clearly, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that to ensure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Well, of course, if you can destroy the belief in the Creator and the God, why, of course, then you can have a dictatorship. Because, as William Penn had said so well, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And you can either have less government and more individual responsibility written upon, based upon God's law, and whether a Jew or a Muslim or a Christian, I mean, it's still, we all hold to the same basic tenets of the Ten Commandments. And, of course, that's why the Supreme Court wants to take them out. Why? Because the people on the Supreme Court, loyalty is not to the United States. You read their latest decision about, you know, legalizing sodomy, and where are they going for their authority? Why to the United Nations, which is a godless organization, to the European Union, which is a godless organization. Read their decision, certainly, on why, of course, we have to allow sodomy, because this is where the ultimate authority comes from, not the Constitution, which these people have sworn to uphold. And until the church speaks out, until the good people speak out, why we're going to continue losing, or maybe we will lose totally. And of course, this is what happens whenever a nation turns against God. Well, certainly, you see our nation turning against God. You've been watching this for a long time, Carol, because you actually came out of the New Age, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I've been in the film business now for over 21 years. And my first book and film was of Gods of the New Age, where I returned to India, the land of my birth, where I was surrounded by Eastern mysticism, paganism, and saw its repackaging as it came to the West in the 60s, calling itself the New Age movement. And the very principles that yoga teaches about disciplining your mind, visualizing imagery of what you want, bringing your mind under meditation, concentration, these are concepts that are now being taught in Harry Potter through the new type of yoga and self-hypnosis, where Harry Potter is told to concentrate and visualize what he wants, and that he would be able to get the power he wants if only he could concentrate. And the incredible thing is, I've watched it from the 60s, where, of course, it was a much older children in their, or one should say youth in their 20s, maybe late teenagers, 20s to late 20-year-olds. But now we have got child-friendly witchcraft being brought through the school systems and incredibly to the churches. In this Time magazine of June 23rd, the book, I'm boggled by this article, which says that this is a powerful moral tool. Harry Potter's books are powerful moral tools. The Catholic News Service, run by American bishops, said that they put the books on their recommended list for children and other ministers.
Well, you could understand then why, of course, they really didn't want to come out against homosexuality, because, of course, sexual perversion and witchcraft and paganism all go hand in hand. And isn't it amazing that the Catholic Bishops Association, I'm sure there's some wonderful Catholic bishops, but the leadership of that organization obviously has a pagan agenda. And little wonder, of course, we see so many good Catholics today, you know, wondering what in heaven's name is going on in my church. But I think the Protestants can't just chuckle at what's happening out of the Catholics, because, of course, both branches of Christendom are under attack today.
Well, of course, we get in the ministers that preach in the same article, it's saying that ministers preach likening Harry's running through the wall of platform 9 3/4 on King's Cross Station as a leap of faith. We're missing something, says John Flemings, minister of the First United Methodist Church, if we can't tell stories from the Bible as compelling as Harry Potter. And then we get others, and this is the Protestants, that say that they have found embedded in the Harry Potter books all kind of biblical imagery. If you read these books carefully, they are not only about evil, they are profound stories about good and deeply religious. And that's Baylor University philosophy professor Scott Moore, who started by reading the books to his kids and ended up staying up late at night.
No, I think, you know, the thing is, for our listeners out there, there is power out there that you can access. You know, just as if you are true to the Lord and you give your life to him, why, he will guide you and help you. If you turn yourself over to the dark side, there is power there. There is benefit there. But, of course, you tap into that at the risk of your eternal soul. And I think that this is what people really don't understand. You lived in India with this mysticism. Did you see evidence of the supernatural there?
Oh, yes. And the millions and millions and millions of people living there know the reality of the supernatural world. I think that was probably one of the most fabulous things that I was able to see living in India, that the reality of the supernatural world, to see the reality of the powers at work and what could be accomplished through tapping into those powers. And what was incredible is when I returned to the West in the 60s to be able to see that all Eastern mysticism, Hinduism, paganism had been repackaged for the Western mindset and now called good and coming in through self-help movements into the church, into yoga at the YMCA and all these psychological help programs that said that, you know, you could now tap into that energy, and it had been sort of whitewashed, if you will, to not look so dangerous. And then here, three decades later, we see it coming through the Harry Potter series and you've got kids who think of this not as fantasy. They believe what they've read so much in Harry Potter that when I interviewed the station master at King's Cross Station in London, he said that out of the hundreds and thousands of kids that visited Platform 9, well, of course, there isn't a 9 3/4, but there's 9 and 10, so kids would come and wanted to know where Platform 9 3/4 are, but also children ran through the brick wall trying to get into the magical world.
Yeah, because they think, of course, all you have to do is just sort of think about it, and you'll be able to go right through the wall.
Well, Dr. Stan, even more dangerous, they actually ran into the brick wall believing that they could do what Harry could do and disappear through it into Harry's magical world. So they actually hurt themselves.
And I actually understand that many of the children are actually writing to get into Hogwarts school. Is that
yes.
They've actually requested admission there because they, of course, accept this as reality. A child's mind works different than an adult's mind. And, of course, we are recruiting them into the dark side where their soul will be lost forever. And this is happening because the leaders of the Catholic Church and many Protestant leaders are going right along with this. What madness is this?
It's absolutely incredible. In fact, what was so amazing is what happened at Colorado Springs to the Vanguard Church in a suburb of Colorado where they housed, the church is actually housed in an old movie theater, and the six-year-old church has 1,100 members, including lots of young families. They used Harry Potter to teach Sunday school, which was the brainchild of one of the young wives there, who is the senior pastor's wife. And she said this, that's one thing about Southern Baptists. We're very pragmatic, she said, and our goal is to reach people with the gospel. So the teachers dressed as wizards, and the church was entirely decorated with darkened rooms and glow-in-the-dark props and hot dogs, which they renamed as Goblin Fingers. And when the kids put on the magic pointed witch's hat, which is called the sorting hat in Harry Potter's world, and it determines the fate of the young wizards in the book, these kids at the Baptist church here, they were all put into the evil house of Slytherin, the home of the evil Lord Voldemort, and the way out, they were taught, could only come from following what God teaches. And then this young pastor's wife said, I have never seen children so excited about a church event which absolutely mesmerized them. And William says, and what did they learn from it all? No one can do miracles but God, she says. It showed how Harry Potter's mom sacrificed her life for Harry as God sacrificed his life for us. But what she didn't understand is that Harry Potter's wife was a witch.
Right.
And it's goddess worship in paganism that made her power save Harry Potter from the evil Lord Voldemort. And through her sacrifice of giving her life for Harry, Harry's blood was miraculously changed so that in book number 4, a vial of Harry's blood could be mixed into the witch's cauldron in a ceremonial graveyard tomb ceremony where the bone of evil Lord Voldemort's father was mixed in with a vial of Harry's blood, plus the self-mutilation, the flesh that was cut off the arm of the servant so that fresh flesh was in the cauldron so that the evil Lord Voldemort could be resurrected with a body in book number 5.
Well, is this really what we want to be having our children focus on? Why are we having them read the great books of the past? Like the Count of Monte Cristo. And I mean, certainly the great books, certainly by the authors of the past, by Dickens and the others, I mean, they were great literature. Why do we have to turn to something like this? And of course, my concern is that many of the children, lives are going to be really destroyed forever. And aren't the books actually becoming darker and darker and more obsessed with the evil as they go? Now we're through 5 and another 5 or 6 books down the line. Aren't they getting darker and darker and
darker? Oh, yes. Dr. Stan, I've just finished reading the almost 900 pages of book number 5, and I'll tell you about that. The darkness in that is that Harry himself, who is supposedly the white side of the evil Lord Voldemort, who is represented as the snake, Harry becomes one with the snake in this book.
All right, fine. We'll be back here in just a moment and invite your calls. Maybe you like Harry Potter. I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
more tapes yet, genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000.
And this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that in times like this, I would think that most people would like to have something on hand that if we should have a major disruption of society, they would know they could have water that would be potable and drinkable and safe. Well, there certainly are specific types of portable water filters. You can use them in your home. You can use them in your RV. You can use them in your recreational vehicle. And it's called a Big Berkey. It's what the missionaries have used for, well, 150 years. They're stainless steel, very attractive water filters with a 2.5-gallon reservoir at the top and a 2.5-gallon reservoir at the bottom, and you put the water in the top and it comes out the bottom. It goes through ceramic filters, 4 ceramic filters that are filled with activated carbon, and of course it takes out the bacteria, it takes out most of the chemicals, it takes out certainly some of the heavy metals. It does a good job, and of course it doesn't take out fluoride or arsenic or MTBE, but of course if these are not problems, why, you don't need to worry about it. And of course these are identity 279, they're 239 from Radio Liberty. If you buy them through us, why, you get a four-tape set or a video we produced. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But, of course, these are available in every state except for California and Iowa. And if you want to get one that is available in every state but Iowa, that would, of course, be the Berkey Light. And, of course, it is a clear, made out of a material that you make bulletproof glass out of so you can see the water levels. The filters are really much more efficient. They're called a Berkey black Berkey filters, and of course they will take out lots of things that the other filters won't take out, but of course they still won't take out fluoride or arsenic. And you can get special filters for that if you'd like. They're called post filters, and you can give us a call if you'd like to know about them. But of course the Berkey light is $199 unless you want the lights, and that's an extra $50. But the Berkey light is an excellent product, and if you'd like to get a Berkey light, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and actually see them. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, I think we can tell how pagan our society is when Time Magazine and all the major media tell us how wonderful this is. And of course, they never tell us of the dangers. They never tell us about the witchcraft or the other things that are really going on in our society. And what people don't understand is the major media in America has been taken over by people who have a different worldview. And of course, that certainly is an anti-Christian, anti-Judeo-Christian worldview. And of course, they are doing everything now, of course, to play the Jews and the Christians against the Muslims, because they want to destroy all of the monotheistic religions. And you say, What do you mean? And I say simply, read, of course, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. We have the summary of that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. Or you can get the original. It's 1,142 pages. It's put together by the ruling elite that rules the world, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, put together by the Cambridge University Press. It's available. You can order it through your bookstore. Or get our summary, and it's a lot cheaper and a lot easier to read in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. They say that none of the monotheistic religions are really sustainable. They're going to have to be done away with because, of course, they are a danger to the earth. And so this is really so much of what's going on today, but the average individual doesn't understand that, and certainly you're not going to get that from ABC, CBS, NBC, and certainly not from CNN, from Rupert Murdoch, or from Fox, which belongs to Rupert Murdoch. So, Carol, you know, as you see these things happening, it doesn't seem that there's any organized effort by the part of the Christian church to speak out against the evil. Have you encountered some of the ministers who are willing to take a strong stand against this?
Well, I think courageous radio people like you, I mean, the people that, you know, take courage are just far and few between, I think, and I think we mustn't be discouraged, and I try to just stick with scripture that says that in the last days there's going to be an apostasy, there's going to be a falling away of the faithful. We, you know, in order to be an apostate, you have to once have been a believer. So it is the cleverest, the most subtle thing that Satan and the enemy could do to come into our Christian body, our Christian families, our churches, and say that Harry Potter is wonderful reading and, you know, is a powerful moral tool. And when you think that Christians are using a book about witchcraft, about witches, and saying that this is a moral tool, and then taking the occult symbology of serpent and the phoenix, and saying that the phoenix is a classic symbol of Christ who dies and rises again, when we know in occult mythology that the phoenix is the resurrection of the new age and the symbol of, you know, even the symbol that Hitler used, moving the Second Reich into the Third Reich. I mean, I'm amazed.
Well, because the average person doesn't understand how all this fits together. They don't understand the symbolism of the phoenix, which was originally on the front of the Great Seal of the United States. And, of course, because that was just so blatant, you know, it was put on there in 1782, and, of course, eventually they changed over to an eagle, but it was originally a phoenix. And if anybody out there doubts that, we'll copy some pages out of the American Encyclopedia Britannica, or Americana, and actually goes into the background. But, of course, you have to understand there has always been this occult influence in the United States. The good and the bad are both here. At one time, Christianity, of course, was the dominant force. Unfortunately, that is no longer the case, neither in our schools, and certainly we hear no outcry at all. From the organized church, whenever, of course, the Supreme Court does, as they have, for instance, this last week, legalizing a sodomy all across America, when, of course, it's an abomination to God, but, of course, their justification is, well, after all, the United Nations Charter and the European Union, they say it's all right, and that, of course, should be the issue. Well, of course, this federal government should have nothing to do with this. This is a matter of state and local government, and even if they came out against it, they'd be wrong, because, of course, they have no business at all interfering in matters of life, liberty, and property. They're all to be regulated at the state and local level, and people have forgotten what's in the Constitution. They've forgotten about the 10th Amendment. They've forgotten that our founding fathers said that men are basically corrupt. You can never give them power. And, of course, the fear was always the Supreme Court. Working like a thief by night would take a little freedom here, a little freedom there, till all power was eventually centralized in government. The video, the DVD, we'll talk about just shortly after we get back. Of course, they're both available from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you know what you're against, and just as much as you know what you're for. And so you have to understand the enemy, of course. It's not that he's outside the tent trying to get in. He's already here. He's already in control of so much of what's going on. And certainly is directing the decisions, unfortunately, of some of the people in the Supreme Court who are not upholding the Constitution, but are enforcing their own a warped philosophy. We'll be right back here in just a few minutes to proceed with this discussion.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly I want to mention a couple of the items we carry. One of them, of course, is the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but we can simply tell you that that many of the people who use the Miracle 2 soap products really do claim that they've done some remarkable things for them. And I have a little rash on my forehead from a soap allergy, and since I've been using that, it seems to be a lot better. And certainly I bathe with the soap. My wife uses the neutralizer because it's great for her heartburn. We can't make any medical claims. We can just tell you what some people have used it for, and all you can do is try it and see if they help you. But if you can get an introductory packet of the soap, the moisturizing soap, the lotion, the gel, or, of course, the neutralizing solution by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and just ask for either information, or hopefully you'll order the introductory packet of the Miracle 2 soap products. And then we want to tell you about Phenopoly, which is a wonderful program to teach your children and your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And there's been an organized effort to dumb down our children and not to teach them how to read phonetically. And that's why our children really sometimes will struggle when they're reading. They will struggle when they're trying to spell words. That's why the spelling is so terrible, because, of course, if you aren't approaching things phonetically, you can't spell. You have to teach children how to sound things out. And that was how we taught 200 years ago when we had a 95% literacy in the white population of this country. And, of course, in the South, the greatest crime you could commit was teaching a black to read or write a slave, because they wanted them dumb. And that's why they've dumbed down our children. If you like Phenopoly, it's $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and, of course, a couple of books we throw in. Call us at 1-800-5. HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Carol Matriciana, and we're talking about her video on Harry Potter. We're talking about the DVD. How is the DVD different than the video?
Well, Dr. Stan, the DVD actually has got more, an hour more than the video has. It has the video inside it as well, but in addition to the video, there is an hour of extra information that came through the most asked questions of listeners and TV and radio shows that I was involved in. So it's just piled with more information, and I think it's much more up to date, and I hope to do an even more up to date one, probably within the next 6 months or so, based on this new book, which I read almost 900 pages of book number 5, and just seeing what the overall message of these books are, and basically it's a pagan worldview of believing that there is no life, there is no death, excuse me, there is life after death in reincarnation, which is the same agenda that the serpent gave to Adam and Eve in the garden, that surely you will not die, and that's the messages of the 5 Harry books, that you surely won't die, and book number 5 is much clearer than the others on reincarnation, and that you can return again and again. Harry's books are replete with ghosts who Harry talks to. In fact, he gets his spiritual encouragement from a ghost in this book, number 5. He, when all his supposed human witches are at the feast, he gets his solace from a ghost. The ghosts walk in and out of the corridors of Hogwarts. They move in and out of portraits. Harry's dead parents supposedly revisit him through spirits and help him in his adventures. And then in the latest book, number 5, where his godfather got murdered, Harry, or got killed, I should say, Harry begged that he would come back and that he really wasn't dead, but that he would come back. So children are being taught part of what Goals 2000 teaches in the American educational system. These same death educational principles are coming through Harry, which of course isn't surprising because this is recommended curriculum coming through Scholastic Inc. in the schools, and of course they will support Goals 2000 and out-based education.
And this is the new federal education program that is being funded with your tax money. In fact, the current administration is spending an extra $10 billion that they don't have to push this because, of course, no child is to be left behind, whatever that means. Well, anyway, let's get on, of course, into your other new video, and that was the new barbarians. And, of course, this was having to do with what's going on in the Holy Land. And, you know, of course, I really thought, gee, I've seen so many videos on this. What could possibly be new? Well, of course, after watching it, I will tell you that this is a very, very important video because it shows what they're doing to the minds of the Arab children over there, as they're recruiting children, you know, 6 or 8 years old, maybe even younger, into this radical form of Islam, where they're willing to blow themselves up and kill themselves in the name of Allah. Allah is great, and of course, you kill everybody you have to, and that way you immediately go to paradise. And when you're beginning to indoctrinate children in this radical form of Islam, you are creating an enemy that will destroy this country, will destroy Western civilization. And of course, it's you're not covering the book. Of course, it's being funded by Saudi Arabia. And then, of course, who's defending the Saudi Arabians? Well, of course, there's a $1 trillion lawsuit against the Saudi Arabian principals. And who is defending it? But, of course, the firm of Baker and Hoyt. And who is Baker? That's James Baker III. That's the president's lawyer. So there's something wrong with this picture. Is this, are we, again, creating the best enemy our money can buy? But let's talk a little bit about what your video shows, because the footage you had there is the most incredible footage I've seen. The video is called The New Barbarians. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Well, it's actual footage, Dr. Stan, that came off Palestinian Authority TV. And it's what little children are daily indoctrinated with. Cartoons, children's programming, telling children how to die, that martyrdom is their absolute precious goal, that teaching them how to throw stones, how throwing rocks is a holy ritual or ceremony, if you will.
In other words, throw them at the Israeli soldiers, really to provoke them to shoot back and to defend themselves, because
right.
a stone can kill you just like a bullet can.
Yes, and then you have Yasser Arafat at various public meetings, who also endorses children picking up Palestinian rocks, as he calls them, to throw them at the enemy.
And of course, this is the Yasser Arafat that we've been financing for many years. And of course, what's wrong with this picture?
Yes, and not only that, he was given the Nobel Peace Prize.
I know, and it's just, talk about hypocrisy. But
by the United Nations, it's unbelievable.
As well, I think they gave it to Gorbachev, too, so why should we be surprised? But go ahead, explain what's in this video, because this is the most incredible, incredible footage. Somebody actually pulled this down off of Islamic radio and given it to you, and you put it out to let the American people know what they're doing to the minds of these poor kids.
Well, I also wanted to bring a historical perspective to it, Dr. Stan, a perspective that usual media in America doesn't give. And, you know, so I took it back to the historical formation of the Nation of Israel in 1948. Why was it formed? Because the Jews that were being persecuted by Hitler had absolutely no refuge and no country to call their own. And they were incarcerated in concentration camps and incinerators and just a horrible, brutal, barbaric behavior to a race of people that eventually got this nation. And now the Arabs don't even want this little nation that is no bigger than the state of New Jersey. They do not want Jews to have this as their refuge. And Yasser Arafat says there will be no peace, no roadmap to peace, no consideration of peace unless every single Jew is annihilated and taken out of Arab countries.
And of course, people don't understand that they've made it very difficult for a Jew to come to the United States or England or many other countries, so they really had no other place to go. I mean, they tried to come into the United States, even before the Second World War, and Roosevelt wouldn't let them in. They tried to get into England, and of course, Churchill wouldn't let them in. Why? Why, of course, they wanted to create this crisis. It's been brooding for a long time, and so now the Jews are in the Holy Land, and of course, the whole idea is to drive them out and kill them.
Yes, and what I brought up in the video as well, the new barbarians training children to kill, was to show how Jerusalem is such a very, very important place to the three leading religions of the world, to not only the Jews who have the temple, consider that Jerusalem is their holy shrine in the sense of the Temple of Solomon was built there, and there is a small ruin of one of the outer walls there at the moment called the Western Wall. And then in the 20s, Yasser Arafat's uncle decided to call the mosque, the Islamic mosque there, one of the greater holy pilgrimage places that... because he said that Allah had resurrected and ascended from this holy mount, which of course is where Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem, resurrected from Jerusalem. And so we have a very, very complex issue of this holy land, as you call it, which the Muslims are fighting over and want the Jews to get out of. They will have absolutely no peace until they get that piece of real estate under their control.
But of course the thing is that, I think there are a lot of moderate, at least there used to be a lot of moderate Palestinians, and there are a lot of Jews that like to get along, but there are people who do not want that. And one of the biggest financiers, of Hamas, which is trying to prevent a peace, has been Saudi Arabia. And then there's Hezbollah. And of course, they are backed by the Iranians. And who brought, of course, the radical Iranians into power? Why, we toppled the Shah back in 1979. Everybody's forgotten that. We brought the Ayatollah Khomeini and the radical Islamic movement into Iran. And then we wonder why we're having the problems we are. Any of you who would like to get a copy of an article out of the Washington Post talking about how the United States spent $56 million on textbooks in the 1980s to indoctrinate the youth of Afghanistan in the radical Islamic fanatical Islamic terrorist movement, and we'll be glad to send it to you. $56 million of your tax money went to finance this Islamic terrorist movement to indoctrinate the youth of Afghanistan in wanting to kill the infidels, ladies and gentlemen, that's you and me, wanting to die for Allah. Wanting, of course, and they taught them their mathematics. Two bullets, three rifles, and four landmines is how many weapons. Why would you do something like that? Because you're encouraging the militant movement on one hand, and then, of course, we say, my goodness, we've got to take away from the freedom of the American people to protect them from these wicked terrorists. But, of course, who's funding these wicked terrorists? Who's promoting these ideas? But what are they doing to the minds of these children? Would you talk a little bit about the footage that you have and what they'll actually see if they get these books?
Oh,
the videos.
Yes, the New Barbarians video. I mean, I think that's what makes it so powerful, is it's not anybody's opinion. It's actual footage of young, young children that say that they want to shoot the Jews. I think there's a little boy who's probably 6 or 7 years old that says that the rifle he has in his hand is to shoot the Jews, and another young man that says, and incredibly, this young man, this is an American Muslim in this country, in summer camps where they are training young American Muslims to think like this, he says, butcher the Jews, and they are celebrating in New Jersey the spilling of Jewish blood in Jerusalem, in Palestine, as they call it, and they were celebrating here in New Jersey, and there is absolutely incredible footage to show that American Muslims are being approached by radical jihadists who come into their mosques and teach them that they must commit holy jihad or kill the infidels, even if they are in America, they have to do this.
And they're training them in our prisons, and of course, the Saudis are sending them money to send their clerics into our prisons. Saudis are financing the mosques. 80% of them here are radical mosques, and that doesn't mean that 80% of the Muslims are radical, but of course, the people, the clerics, the imams who run the mosques are taken to Saudi Arabia, they're funded, and they're here to teach a radical form of Islam in America that once was the land of the free and the home of the brave. And then wonder why we're having problems. So why don't we tell the Saudis to stop this? Why, of course, when they're being sued. The president's lawyer, James Baker III of Baker & Hoyt, is actually defending the Saudi princes from the lawsuits brought by the families of the people who were slaughtered on September 11th. And, of course, they're suing the Saudi princes for financing the terrorists. Remember, 15 of the 19 were from Saudi Arabia. Osama bin Laden was from Saudi Arabia. The Saudis have been financing Hamas and have been working with the Iranians, although they're not telling you that. But this whole movement, this whole Islamic terrorist movement, of course, is out there, and it is a very, very real threat. And of course, but what they're doing to the minds of the children is really so frightening, as you begin to see these little children, and they talk about how wonderful it will be when they can die for Allah. And these are kids 6 or 8 years old out there marching with their guns.
Yes, and then you look at back home, the same kids in 200 nations being indoctrinated through Harry Potter with pagan worldviews and a morality that supports reincarnation, that relativism, not absolute truths, and tapping into the powers of forces of darkness. And here we've got these books, the Harry Potter books are being translated into over 55 languages, circulated in 200 nations. This is the biggest phenomenon that has spread in just hours across the world as children from all cultures were being indoctrinated. In fact, last year when book number 4 came out in Siberia, 23 children who were initiated into a Harry Potter type ceremony, 23 of them took poison. So in a sort of potion ceremony, sort of copying Harry Potter style magic, and they took a potion that sent them off to hospital because they got poisoned. So here we've got the world of children being affected by what they perceive to be a reality in this kind of what is called fantasy literature, but is actually teaching the basics 101 witchcraft. And because it's repackaged as fantasy, parents are encouraging the reading of it, and even in Christian homes.
And of course, Satan is alive and well and coordinating this whole thing. His other name is Lucifer. They've taken that name out of the Bible. You will not find it in any Bible other than the King James, because they've rewritten the Bible to remove these ideas. They've changed the teaching of the church. And we're told, oh, God is doing all of these things. He's in charge of all of this. He's bringing all of these terrible things. No, God is sovereign. He can intervene any time. I think he's letting us waiting for us to do something. Because, of course, if it's all programmed ahead of time, what right would he have to judge us if we had no free will? We have free will. The trouble is, what are the good people doing with it as they're attacking the minds not only of our children, but of the Jewish children and of the Arab children all throughout the world, being indoctrinated and recruited into this godless way of thinking?
Oh, it's such a shock. It is such an absolute, it is just moving so quickly, Dr. Stan. It's amazing how quickly this whole thing is moving.
Well, of course, if I didn't have a voice, I would be very disappointed, very, very upset. But at least we have a voice, and we know it's a growing voice, and more people are listening out across America on the Internet, on various new radio stations that are pulling us down on shortwave. And that's really what, it, of course, gives me the encouragement day after day, 5 hours a day, to do what I do. Carol, if we're just about out of time, what parting message would you like to leave with our listeners, other than to call 1-800-5-HIV-WARM and get the video or the DVD Harry Potter, and, of course, the New Barbarian video, which I think is one of the most devastating things I've ever seen. And believe me, I've seen a lot of devastating things. What message do you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, I would encourage your listeners to support you and to be bold in their affirmation. I mean, get these videos from you. Become educated, because there's hundreds of hours of research and hundreds of hours of footage that I've pulled information out of to bring it to your listeners in easy, digestible one-hour program, so that they can learn, be informed, and pass these tools around to their teachers, their neighbors, their friends, people in political office, and make an impact.
And get them to your minister. Get him to try to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, being carried out a political and ideological battlefield, and there ought to be ministers that are leading this rather than a retired orthopedic surgeon who ought to be out playing golf. Anyway, God bless you, Carol. Thanks so very much.
Thanks,
for being
Dr. with us. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up today's program.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of things. First of all, are you concerned about skyrocketing healthcare costs? Now, healthcare costs are putting many families at risk. And of course, if you're concerned, you're not alone. Millions of Americans don't have any healthcare protection at all, and one major medical problem can mean financial ruin. But there's an answer for Christian families, MediShare, a Christian alternative that brings believers together to share medical bills. MediShare is affordable. You'll save thousands of dollars on your medical costs every year while providing real security for your family. MediShare is biblical. This is a community of committed, caring Christians who'll be there for you in your time of need, and they'll share your medical bills, pray for you, and send cards. If you'd like more information on MediShare, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we want to mention that we hope that many of you out there would be interested in getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't already have it, you need it, and you can get it by itself, or you can get it along with a video and a tape, and of course the tape is the same as the video, and the book is the same as the video, and of course it will give you an insight into the spiritual aspect of the battle we're involved in. People want to point to the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Trilateral Commission, or the Bilderbergers, or the Masons, or the other secret societies that are out there, but you really need to understand, of course, that they're all bound together in the Brotherhood of Darkness with a common goal, a new world order, a new world religion. That's the symbol on the back of the dollar bill that says, the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye with a caption beneath, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular or social order, long-range planning, already tens of thousands of years old. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, ask for the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Brotherhood of Darkness special. Well, Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day. and about 56 or 57 outlets now every week across America. Of course, a lot of them are just half an hour a week. But you can learn a lot in half an hour if, of course, you can get people listening. And we have people listening all across America with a growing base. Now, you can, of course, learn about our ministry by going to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. But I would hope that many of you would consider seriously joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you can get the four best tapes of the month. You can get the monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us do what we do as we reach out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And then, of course, we really want you to go to our website, radioliberty.com. If you have access to it, why, you can pull down our archive programs, you can pull down our live programs, or you can go to the other two networks where we are, and it's all listed up there, the Genesis Network, the American Freedom Network, and pull down our programs either live, probably live, on those, of course, stations. But, of course, the most important thing, of course, is to get the information and then help us to disseminate it. You can pull down my newsletters off my website, and you can distribute those newsletters. And we, of course, hope that many of you will want to subscribe to the newsletter. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletters, the latest one, the June newsletter, will be going out in about a week. It goes into all the new diseases. Do you ever wonder why we have this SARS epidemic and we do what's logical to stop it and we use public health measures, but we haven't tried to stop the AIDS epidemic that has already infected over 69 million human beings in America, almost half a million people dead, 29 million people dead throughout the world, another 40 million infected. Why aren't we trying to stop the epidemic? Why, if we could stop SARS, why didn't we try to stop HIV? Well, you'll have to get our material to understand that there is an agenda. Nothing happens by accident. And I think our latest newsletter will be one of the most powerful you've ever read. Now, I actually can suggest our March newsletter, which will tell you the truth about what happened with the war in Iraq, why we really went into Iraq, not for the reasons you've been told, but for another entirely different reason. And then, of course, why did we, the April newsletter goes into the background of the AIDS epidemic. The May newsletter goes into the background of the SARS epidemic. And, of course, our latest newsletter begins to pull the material together. So we hope that you'll get the material off of our website going there at radioliberty.com. And if you'd like a free copy of the newsletter, again, the number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to looking into MediShare. This is a health sharing, Christian health sharing program that helps you to meet your medical bills at about half the cost any other program would cost you. That's MediShare. If you'd like to know about MediShare, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to think about getting a Phonopoly set so your children, your grandchildren can learn how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically, why, give us a call. Of course, if you want to know what the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light water filters look like, go to our website at 1-800-radioliberty.com. You can actually see pictures of them. And then, of course, we ask you to seriously consider praying for America, because we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. We ask you certainly to pray for our leaders and for our ministers, because they should be leading the spiritual battle. We ask you, of course, to pray for revival, because if the American people don't turn back to God, God is never going to bless this country again. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.